Well, the preacher man's in the house. Preacher Yates is in the house this evening. I think I saw him.
I have been ordained.
He's been ordained. Mr. Preacher Yates is going
to... By the International Church of Weirdos to come and preach for you people here tonight. So I do hope you enjoy what I have to offer. Seminary, but I only attended night school, so I missed some of the important parts. A story tonight here, a little parable. Yep. This one's about that family we all know and love so well, living high up above the state park boundary up in Mendocino County. Occasionally they'd come down to Casper, California for a little good times, but most of the time they'd stay like holed up in their little cabin there just playing music. They were strange people. I mean really strange people, you know. There's five or six or seven of them, depending on how much you'd had to drink that night and whether you're seeing double or triple. One person you could not miss was Mama, because Mama played guitar. And see, Papa played the bass. Uncle Jethro played the banjo. My little sister played the fiddle. Something special about that little sister when she started playing fiddle. A certain light would emanate forth from that fiddle bow. Those F holes would start emanating the most wondrous sounds around, my friends, and no man could look at her but fall deeply and madly and completely in love. It was a real problem for the family. That's why they stayed in that cabin so long. That fiddle player was... Papa guarded her closely. He was a jealous papa, and he did not accept any competition from any other papas coming into the house. But on a night like tonight, it was a Saturday night, up in the hills of Mendocino County, a young mandolin player, he was lost. He was lost and all alone, just singing his own song for no one to hear. Where could she be? But he heard this lovely fiddle music coming from way up high above the state park boundary, and he just felt like something was meant to happen. It was so lovely. It was just so lovely. Just couldn't believe it. Strolled up to that window. And what did he see but the most loveliest, leanest, longest, most beautiful fiddle player in all God's creation there, standing there with her bow hairs breaking and the rosin shaking, the whole house quaking, everybody moving around my friends. He knew from that point onward his destiny stretched out before him like a thousand fiddle strings. He had to join that family band. He had to play some mandolin. He had to marry that fiddle player and have lots of musically talented children, my friends. This is his story. It's called In These Parts. It's got some ups and downs, some strikes and gutters, some strange turns, and we hope you do enjoy it.
They grew their own food, and they strung their own guitars, and they made a house of boughs of their old hands. This was where sing and laugh and howl and dance.
Papa Donuts was in on the circle. Papa chased away intruder with his gun.
Swear by the star voice, by God, he had no choice but in these parts. That's how music's done. State park boundary. Well, she said, this is where you stay, and I go on. Well, walking back south, I felt the change of the light of a cool breeze, a mountaintop, and a granite chair. I was on the edge of something out of my control, with the winter tree blowing through my hair. In the distance, I heard her holler, Maya sounds like they're having fun. She's meant for me.
She took my hand and led me up the hill. She said, I'll take you to our house. There's two things still. First, you gotta love me, fed up, family and all. Second, you'll take a walk with my mom.